Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome back to The Scarlet Edit. I am your host, Nikki Corbett. And here we are, last week of May. Really sliding into this episode at the last minute as well, because I recorded an episode yesterday. I edited it and I just didn't like it. It didn't come across the way I had intended, and it just didn't feel very exciting. And I feel like if I record an episode and I don't find it enjoyable to listen to, how can I think that you all will? So here I am, up here, recording it again. So let's just dive right into it. So this whole idea for today's episode came to me as I was talking to my dog. Now, stay with me here. I'm sure a lot of you have pets, a lot of you have animals, and when you talk to them, I can imagine that, like me, there are a number of voices that you use to talk to your pets. My dog is small. He is about 15 pounds, and I talk to him like he's just a little baby. But one thing that I also do is I have a voice that I use when he is talking back to me. Now, don't get me wrong. We don't often have two-way conversations with me trading voices, but every once in a while when he's doing something cute or he's prancing around the house, I will talk in a voice that I created for him. And I noticed that one of the things that I've said in the voice I made for him throughout the entire duration that I've had him since he's about 1 year old. And so I've had him for 15 and a half years. And I will say, "Hey guys, what about me?" And I often say it when, you know, I'm getting ready to go and he'll kind of like wander in with that look in his eye, like, "Hey, do I get to come too? What about me?" But for some reason the other day I got to thinking, like, why do I say, "What about me?" And I wondered, is that something that I have felt? And then the answer very quickly and very easily was yes. What about me is kind of a feeling I have felt throughout my entire life. So over the past couple of weeks, as that thought has been floating in and out of my mind, and I've been thinking about, like, hey, what does this mean? Is this something deeper that I haven't yet explored? I saw a video. It was made by a man, and he was talking about how in midlife, it can be kind of quiet if you're single. It can be kind of lonely if you're single. And it can be just kind of like, huh, there's not much going on. And that really resonated with me because while I have a very busy life, I have a very fun life, we all do. Everybody has so much going on. Time is moving at a rate that feels like it's at a lightning speed. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like time has gone significantly faster than it normally does, especially over the last 6 years. So when you couple those things together, it's kind of like, yeah, like things are quiet because everybody's got their own things that they're focusing on all day, every day. So when I thought more about that and then kind of brought in the thought of what about me, I thought about the different relationships that I've had in my life. I've thought about relationships with men. I've thought about friendships. And there is, you know, that common theme that I have felt. Now, often when I share something that feels a little bit more vulnerable than usual, that is when I get messages from people that say, "Oh my gosh, like I feel that way too." Or, "Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you said that because I thought I was the only one." So in bringing all of this up today, there's two reasons. One, because I just simply wanted to talk about it and see what kind of feedback I get after this episode goes live. But two, because I imagine that I'm not the only one. So when I think about the relationships that I've had in my life, you know, a couple that were not quote unquote real relationships, right? We weren't claiming one another as a boyfriend or girlfriend, but you know, they certainly are part of the mix, but from real relationships, people that I was in a relationship committed to, I would say from post-college forward, there's four. And in each one of those, there was a little bit of that "what about me" feeling. Now, I also think that when reflecting on our own lives, we have to take responsibility for the role that we play. So if I go and I look back on these four relationships, who's the common denominator? I am. We are the common denominator in every aspect of our life, in every single thing that we go through. Like, we're the ones that are experiencing all of it. So we have to stop. At least I feel like I have to stop and analyze my own role in every relationship that I have. So when I look back on these four, I think to myself, like, well, what was I settling for? What was I okay with or outwardly okay with that inwardly I was not? What were my frustrations that I didn't bring to the forefront? What were things that I felt were lacking that I overlooked? What were those little voices in my head that I just pushed aside because I wanted them to work so badly? And what were the things that I was doing while in those relationships, while thinking like, how can I be worthy of being chosen in the way that I want to be chosen? Or am I worthy of being chosen in the way that I want to be chosen? And self-worth is so important. I talk about that often. I created a whole self-worth reset because I reflected and I looked back and I saw that that was what was lacking for me in all four of these relationships. My own self-worth was what was lacking in these relationships. And not to say that I didn't have a little bit. Of course I had some, but for the most part, it was lacking because I hadn't figured out a way to value myself. I hadn't figured out a way to create boundaries. I hadn't figured out a way to say like, no, I am worth more. And if I'm not going to receive that here, then I'm going to need to go. Now, obviously, I'm single, so I certainly did figure out a way to end those relationships. But as I was going through them, I wonder what got me in these in the first place and what made me stay. So I think that that's something important to acknowledge. So if you're in a relationship right now and you're sitting there and you're giving it your all and you're giving it everything and you believe that it's love and you believe that this could be something that's forever, I think it's in your best interest. I think you're only doing yourself a favor if you stop and you say, wait a minute, is this really serving me? Is this in alignment with the regard in which I hold myself? I think boundaries are a level of self-respect. I think they're a way of saying like, no, this is what is important to me. And if this doesn't work for you, I'm going to still hold myself to these standards. I'm going to still respect myself enough to live this way. And that might mean that I have to let you go. So when I reflect back, and I actually had this moment a couple of months ago where I was really thinking about this and I got kind of down on myself because I thought, holy shit, I was the common denominator in all four of these relationships. And if I'm being extra honest, I can see similarities between these four men and what I was given and what I wasn't given compared to how much I was giving compared to what it is that I ultimately really wanted and really, really craved. And I think that at the end of the day, the majority of us do want the same things. We want to feel loved. We want to feel seen. We want to feel like we are worth it to the person that we are with. We want to feel worthy of love. We want to feel deserving of love. So when I look back and I had that moment a couple of months ago of this like, holy shit, I am the common denominator in all of those relationships. So what kind of work is it that I still need to do so I don't end up somewhere similar? So I don't end up choosing just another version of the same man. But then I thought a little bit more about it. And as all of these thoughts for this conversation that I'm having right now came to life, I realized that I think it was just really my own lack of self-worth and where I was not as I was moving through my life and growing and changing as a woman. And now that I am here, and now that I do have this level of self-worth, I think that I won't choose just another version of the same man because I know what I deserve. I know what I am worth, and I know how to discern if somebody is giving me that or if somebody is not giving me that. And I know that I will no longer fight for somebody to give me those things, for somebody to choose me in that way, because that hasn't worked out in the past. So that's one thing that I won't do again. I don't have to prove my self-worth to anyone. I don't have to prove my self-worth to anyone. Yes, I said that twice intentionally because I think that is so important. I do not need to prove my own self-worth to anyone, whether it is a man I am dating, whether it is a friend, whether it is a stranger on the internet. I say stranger on the internet because if you follow me on Instagram, which you should at thescarlet.edit, I talked a few weeks ago on stories about how I had accidentally gotten in to a back and forth with a troll on YouTube. And I finally stopped and deleted the thread because I was like, why am I attempting to prove my self-worth to this faceless, nameless stranger? So then the thought, the question, what about me as it relates to friendships? That's a different perspective. It's a different nut to crack. Friendships are so, so different. They are at such a different level. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking about a conversation I had with a girlfriend and how she had said that when she got married, she wasn't looking for her husband to be her best friend because those roles had been filled. She had us. She had her girlfriends. She's like, I didn't need him to be my best friend because I have all of you guys. And so I think that that is so neat because female friendships are so fabulous. I mean, aren't they? They're so much fun. There's just like a level of girlhood that is just fun and silly and funny. And we can talk about girl things and things that only girls get and things that, you know, we can relate to simply because we're women, simply because we're girls. I talked one time on an episode not that long ago about how the best unifier of being a girl is when you're in a bathroom and you start your period and then you yell out into the bathroom hoping that somebody in there, when you say, hey, does anybody have a tampon? And it doesn't matter who has it. If someone has it, they're going to be like, girl, I got you. Here you go. And that is truly a testament of girlhood. Something that I miss when I look at different social media accounts from girls that are in their mid-20s and early 30s, some of them have these friendships, these girls' friendships. And man, sometimes I get really jealous, envious. I think envious is probably the right word because I had that about almost 20 years ago now, which, wow, does not feel that long. Almost 20 years ago, I had recently moved back to near my hometown. It was about the time for my 10-year high school reunion, which also frighteningly means that it's almost time for my 30-year high school reunion. But it was the weekend of my 10-year high school reunion. And one of the girls in my class, she had a younger sister. I saw her out one night and I said, hey, I heard that you are also back in the area. I don't know about you, but all of my friends here are married and having babies. I'm single. What's your story? Because I need friends. And she was like, oh my God, I'm in the same boat. All of my friends that are here are married and having babies. I'm single too. Let's be friends. When I tell you, we were hooked at the hip. If she was somewhere, everybody knew that I was close behind and vice versa. We had so much fun. It wasn't, hey, are you free tonight? It was, hey, what are we doing tonight? She was my plus one. I was her plus one. And man, when I think about that, I miss those times so much. And it's not like we were doing anything like crazy or extravagant. We weren't making a ton of money. We weren't, you know, living these extravagant lives, but we just had a total fucking blast. And while I miss that, and while I hope that someday there is a friendship like that that crosses my path again, where we have the time and the ability to spend that much time together, to just like go out into the world and laugh and make fun of each other and have drinks and experience things, I'm just so grateful that I got to experience it. Because as I was growing up, I've always kind of felt like I marched to the beat of my own drum. I've always felt a little different. Now, I want to caveat that a bit by saying, I imagine that a lot of us can say the same thing. I don't think that feeling different is really that rare. I think it just might be not talked about as much. You know, but I've always done things a little bit differently. When we all started playing sports in junior high, I was the one who kept playing through senior year. I don't have children. I have spent a ton of time traveling the world. And now I'm doing this podcast and I shared a very big secret to kick it off. And if you listen regularly, you already know all of that. But I have always felt a little different. So having these friendships that make you just feel seen, these friendships that have made me feel really valued and really loved and really seen and really cared for, have meant so much. Interestingly enough, another friendship that I also held in a very similar regard, one that I had had for decades, ended a couple of years ago. And it was a shock. It was an absolute shock. It was a friendship that I literally thought I was going to have forever. It was a friendship where, you know, we had talked about being like twin flames. And then it ended. And that was crazy to me because I was like, wait a minute. Like, what about me? Like, how are you just tossing me aside? And I will say one thing that I am very proud of myself about is that I will do my best to reflect. I will do my best to put myself in somebody else's shoes and say, okay, did I say something? Did I do something? Did I unintentionally hurt somebody's feelings? And in this particular case, no. I racked my brain for months trying to figure out, did I say something? Rereading text messages. Did something come across in a way that wasn't intended? And the answer just was no. And it's really too bad because going back to the self-worth, going back to the boundaries, going back to how I value myself at this point in my life, like there's no turning back. And that makes me sad because we're in this social media world. We're not connected on any social apps, but that doesn't mean that pictures don't show up here and there. And so seeing a photo from time to time, I'm like, wow, like she's doing great. And I'm no longer a part of it. But then I remind myself that I'm also doing great and she's no longer a part of it. And that's just life. Unfortunately, it really is. Because I feel like I'm now at a place where if you make that decision, like you can't just say, oh, just kidding, a couple of years later. Now, do I wonder, of course, if I'll ever hear from her? Of course I do. I mean, who wouldn't? I think we'd all be lying to ourselves if we said we didn't wonder about relationships, about friendships when they end. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it because they certainly have no idea what I would do because it hasn't happened. And you know, one of my mantras is that you can't put a stake in the ground and say what you would do until the situation actually presents itself. So as I sit here on my, what is it now, 8th month in a new state, in a new city, single, I find myself a touch lonely. I find myself wondering what are the next 6 months going to look like. But I also know that I am responsible for me and that nobody is going to just come and ring my doorbell out of the blue. Nobody is just going to show up and say, hey, we're friends now. I have to actively put myself out there. So I made myself a promise that this week I'm going to go try at least one, if not two, of the things that I have said I am going to try since moving here in an attempt to maybe meet some new people, maybe meet some cool girls, maybe meet some cool girls that have husbands who have single friends. You never know. So going back to what about me? I don't know that there's any sort of answer. I don't know that I was looking for an answer in posing this question. I think that it's just important to share the different things that we can feel as we're continuing to exist on this planet, continuing to figure ourselves out, continuing to go through life, continuing to evolve, continuing to strive to be better. And I think the more that we share, the more opportunities we have to learn from each other, to feel less alone, to feel like, oh, okay, like I got this, you know? Like that's the thing, right? That video that I saw that ultimately prompted me to make this episode was because I was like, oh, that guy feels how I do. So I guess it's not just me. And it's weird because I feel myself getting a little emotional right now. And it is crazy because I've had these moments where I'm like, oh my God, like now I can see how people as they get older, like end up feeling or being kind of alone. You know, when you were little and there would be that man or woman that like lives alone on your street and you're kind of like, oh, I wonder what they're all about. Like, I don't want to turn into that woman. You know, I want people in my life. I want to always be friendly. I always want there to be people around. So yeah, so thanks to that guy for putting that video out there because it made me feel less alone. And then another video I saw where a woman's like, I went and tried this workout class and turns out like it wasn't as hard as I thought. And the people there were really nice. And I'm like, okay, that's like the kick in my butt that I needed to go. And it's actually a workout class that I want to try. So yeah, so this is me holding myself accountable to all of you because I just put it on this podcast and I won't edit this part out. So I'm going to go. So if you listen to this episode, send me a message and ask me if I win. And if the answer is no, give me shit for it. You absolutely can. Okay. All right. This decidedly better than the first take. Decidedly. Well, this is actually a great time for me to plug my coaching because it is on the website. I will link it in the show notes. There are multiple ways to work with me. It's all about self-worth. It's all about you. It is not about saving a relationship. It is not about fixing anything. It is just you are at a point where you know you deserve better, where you know your self-worth isn't where it needs to be. That is where I can help you. If you want a little taste before committing, before even doing a discovery call with me, I have a free self-worth reset. It was 5 truths that I came to acknowledge, to work on, to get me where I am here today. I had so much fun putting it together. Everyone who's downloaded it so far, who has reached out to me to share with me their thoughts, has told me that they really are enjoying it. So if you haven't already downloaded it, go for it. It's there for you. And as always, thank you so much for being here. I absolutely love each and every one of you. We'll see you next week.